Well, Steve, firstly, many happy returns.
Thank you. Another year older, and let's hope the next year's as good as the past year.
Another year wiser?
Not always, but we try to be. I always judge about doing what's happened in the previous year, reflecting and move on, and you look forward to what you can achieve in your next year. So the last 12 months has been everything from a football perspective that we'd hoped it had been.
This last week, how have you used it? No midweek game for you, so what have you done with the players this week?
Our players have been in every day. The boys that needed some game time got some game time on Tuesday at the training ground, so that was good. And they're looking really sharp, but I think they've come through the last 3 or 4 weeks admirably. I think the performances have been really good. But, you know, arguably now we step up for a real test before we break off an international week again, which, you know, if hosting Middlesbrough, who I think are a real benchmark for any side in the Championship, and then followed by a trip, you know, in the space of 4 days down to Reading and back up to go across the motorway to play Sheffield Wednesday in a derby, then it shows the progress that we've made, because I think almost 2 years ago at the day, I think we'd have been talking about clubs that are nowhere near the start year we're about to face.
From the outside, things seem pretty settled here at the moment in time. It all seems pretty relaxed and seems to be ticking along.
Yeah, I think everyone takes it. If you're chairman and supporters are happy, then you, as a management and as a set of players, you can take that approach. But we all know football moves, because if you're not improving, then in reality you're probably going backwards because others are improving. So we're trying every day to improve in the football club. But as your chairman has demonstrated, he's willing to back us, and as I've demonstrated to him in the last week or so, when deals to get players in have just gone slightly north of where we forecasted that we'd go, then we've walked away. So it's a real team effort to achieve the success we are.
I wanted to ask you about Paul Green. He's been picked for the provisional Republic of Ireland squad. Just how big a player do you think he's been since he arrived at this club for you?
He's been our best player for the season. He's been absolutely fantastic. And when I say best player, obviously there's a large element of that, don't you? The performances you produce in games. But there's also a large element of that, what you do and conduct yourself at the training ground and how you train and the effort and the commitment and the style in which you approach your football. And I think when I signed him and I spoke to Mick McCarthy, as a matter of courtesy, down at Ipswich, to let him know. His exact words in a Yorkshire accent, which I can't do, was, "You've got a good one there, Steve." He was right.
Yeah, and I guess, was he right up there in your priority list in the summer when you looked around for what you needed for this league, because he's so experienced at this level?
Yeah, Paul Green was a player that I tried to sign last season. But obviously he had the opportunity to go down to Ipswich from Leeds. So we tracked his progress there, and you know, I spoke to Paul very early in the summer, and he was one of those players, because of the multitude of options he had, he could go away and have a family holiday and take time to decide, but thankfully he chose us.
Loans, any update for us on the incoming side of things firstly?
No, I think we're just trying really, really hard to bring one or two in, but you know, they have to meet the wage demands that we're happy to pay. And you know, as long as we get value for money, your chairman will go to the market and support us. But, you know, there's one or two, certainly one in the last few days, that I've just felt was then offering value for money. And although the chairman might have been keen to see it go over the line, and I was the one who said, I'm also keen to keep my dressing room right. So, and that's why there's a fantastic relationship with the head man and the team manager.
You have to be honest with each other in that situation then, when you have to say to him, I don't think this player is worth the money he's asking for.
Well, I don't think it's a case of him being worth it, because he gets probably paid a lot more, even if you take in his full salary at his parent club. But the reason being that we have a structure of which we want to pay our players in the dressing room. So we don't want to be paying, whether it be a loan player or anyone else, a lot more or much more than we have as an average in that dressing room. That's massively important to us, because we've got some good players in there.
I wouldn't expect you to tell us his name, but what sort of player was he? What sort of level was he coming from, and where would he fit in your side?
Well, I'm not going to tell you the position, but he would have come from the Premiership, and he's got Premiership and Championship experience. And, you know, all by me saying yes to the deal was done. Our chairman and chief exec had the green light, but Steve Evans was the one that just said the numbers don't fit comfortable with me. And, you know, when I said that to Tony Stewart, he said I make the decisions on the team. So, unlike some other clubs, we could say that managers that are not afforded that, then I made the call not to do it. But the chairman also respects why I've made that call, because there may be times between now and the transfer window closing in terms of loan deals, or in January, where I actually do believe that, somebody's worth that type of money, and, I wouldn't be frightened to ask, and I don't for one minute think he'd say no.
So did your target switch elsewhere now then, move away from that player?
Well, it probably moves away from that player in the sense we just couldn't get it to the levels of his parent club. Obviously, if he's parent club were willing to take a lesser contribution towards his total wage, then we'd love to bring him here, but we have a dressing room to manage.
What about players going out then? You mentioned the likes of Rob Milson possibly and a couple of other players on the fringes. Any news there?
No one going out. We've had inquiries to take players from a number of clubs, but my view is we'll just let the derby against Wednesday go through. So we've three games in the space of a week, so let's not be going into either Reading or going across to Hillsborough. We some players that perhaps we force us to put kids on the bench, and this is their kids for bench league.
Yeah, this is the sort of time when you need your squad, isn't it, this time of season?
Yeah, very much so. You know, and obviously when the international break comes, it may be a time that there's a two-week window for example. That's three games, certainly, for sure, and we could probably facilitate one or two get out. But it's good news. You know, Rob Milson, as you say, is back. Richard Wood's back in full training, took part in a practice match, he came through unscathed. Young Colin Newton's done the same. So we're probably as healthy now as we've been at any stage of the season. And we never moaned about it when we were missing key players or players that could perhaps fight and if not get in the team, they could certainly increase the quality of those in the team to keep the shirt. So, but we've got them back now, so we're healthy.
So I guess the only selection issue you have this weekend is Joe Scars being suspended, isn't it?
I don't know if that's the only. I think there's maybe one or two things we may change in lieu of Middlesbrough. You know, that I watched them myself at the Amex sort of 2 weeks ago, if you like, when they win by the odd goal. But it wasn't an odd goal victory for me. It was a very, very comfortable win. And I was really impressed with them. And I called our chairman on the way back from the Amex that evening and said to him, this is a real benchmark. This is a club that spent money, but they've done it very quietly and very assuredly. And probably because they're up there in the northeast, they don't get the media headlines that some of the boys in the London area get. And they've gone about their business really quietly. But a talented coach, and you must be if you work with Jose Mourinho. And obviously Steve Gibson has chosen them and backed them, but they've got some real quality, as our supporters will see on Saturday.
And it's easy to forget what they were achieving in the Premier League. Obviously they won the League Cup as well many years ago now, European Cup finalists not too long ago. So, you know, they are one of the other clubs that you look at in this division and say they are, for want of a better term, a bigger club.
Yeah, I think they are. I think they're, you know, you only have to look at their infrastructure. If you look at the Riverside, I think they still call it the Riverside. If you look at the Riverside and you look at the training complex, it's just Premiership class, isn't it? And when you start to look at the squad, he's got players on his bench, like the boy Bamford. I know he played last week, but it was his first game in a little while, and he's got two or three very, very decent loan signings, and on top of the likes of Tomlin, who I've always thought was a special talent, but he's a not a wee rascal, Lee Tomlin. He was due to sign for me a few years ago at my previous club and turned round in the motorway and went off and signed for Barry Fry in the Championship. But not a wee rascal. So I won't be shy telling him that when I see him in that tunnel.
That must be so frustrating when you're a manager and a player does that. We hear these stories all the time, don't we? A player's on his way to one club, gets a phone call and turns around.
Oh, he was the proverbial, I'm on my way. And there's me. And then as you get as a manager or a coach, his phone starts to ring out. And then and only because of my relationship with Barry Fry does he ring me and say, you know, Lee Tomlin. And then there was a few expletives, but we both agreed we would call him the naughty wee rascal.
They've got goals in their side, Middlesbrough as well, haven't they? I mean, Ledbetter's been scoring. He's not someone who's known for his goals, but he's the top scorer at the minute. They've got Kike in there as well, who seems a real talent.
I think Kike is an exceptional talent. He led the line. They played a 4-4-1-1 down at Brighton with Lee Tomlin dropping in. Kike led the line with real ability, hold up play, good in the air. I'm not going to paint him what he's not. He's just a very good player, but Ledbetter has been stunning. And I've seen also some further evidence of that when I've looked at some of the other DVDs. So, but they're blessed with talent, aren't they? They're strong all round, they're strong defensively. They've got a real energy about themselves, some real quality. And I think these are finished for sure. I know I say a few teams, but I think for sure these are finished in the playoffs. I'm not so sure they'll go straight automatic, but it wouldn't surprise me. You know, last week I covered the game on the BBC for the Football League show, and the only two teams that ever got mentioned were Watford and Middlesbrough, and second v third, and it's not until you come away from that night and somebody mentions that to you, do you think, Yeah, what a game that was as well. And Middlesbrough should have won that 3-4.
And this weekend, 3 points for your birthday, Steve. That's what you're hoping for.
Well, there would be nothing better. As everyone knows, your weekends are so much better when you win. But I think we're on course here for another sellout. I think there won't be a seat. I think Middlesbrough are bringing a big travelling support, I think, similar to what Leeds did. So another fantastic atmosphere. But this stadium, the New York, was built for a chairman for occasions like this, and here pops another one in. Somebody mysteriously told me the other day that this is another Yorkshire derby because Middlesbrough's actually in Yorkshire. I didn't realise it was so big.